We are back at the Backstage Lounge at SaskTel Center, 4-3 the Blades with a late come-from-behind effort to defeat the Edmonton Oil Kings. And here's head coach Dan Da Silva.
Thank you.
All right, I must admit, when you were down 3-2 and it was getting late, I thought, okay, this game might be over. Are the legs still there? But they were. You tied it up, and I thought, okay, so we're heading to overtime. No overtime needed. It's quite, you said wild ride last night. This one almost compares favorably to that.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't for the faint of heart the last couple of nights, that's for sure. Yeah, I guess just, you know, they get that third one after we had just tied it up. That is one where you're like, okay, this might be a hard hill to climb now. But, I mean, like I said to you last night, just speaks to the resilience of this group, the pride, right, that they play with. They never say quit. They know that they're in any hockey games or every hockey game. And just the energy on the bench, the things that the leaders were talking about on the bench, just believe in, just keep working. You never know what can happen. Things change quick. All great comments from really up and down the bench. I heard it all, and just credit to the guys for sticking with it and believing they can get the job done.
You used the word resilience. I told everybody here that you would be using that word in describing your team's ability to come back and never say die. The nice thing, though, was this really three games in three nights? Because it just didn't seem that way from the drop of the puck and right through the 60 minutes. You guys had the legs.
Yeah, we did, and I mean, again, I think it's a credit to the guys, the way they've been taking care of themselves leading into this weekend. We knew it was going to be a really tough test for us with three games and three nights, and I believe that they did the right things to set themselves up well for each night to come back and put in a good effort. Now, I think everyone knows we had a bit of a stinker on Friday, you know, the first period especially, but, you know, to answer back and have the energy tonight to go out there and compete for 60 minutes, where I thought it was our best 60-minute effort of the weekend. And in order to do that, you have to be taking care of yourselves. You have to have contributions from everyone, all four lines, all 60, and, you know, we had that tonight.
You outshot them in the third period 14-6, 27-13 over the final two periods. I mean, again, that speaks to having that, A, resiliency, and B, the legs. Your conditioning is superb, obviously.
Yeah, it was, definitely a big test in terms of conditioning. And I guess it was just a really good weekend, a great way to end it off anyways. And, you know, I thought that's a really good team we were playing over there too, so you got to be at your best. They're going to make you pay. And, you know, I thought that just, I mean, I'm just proud of the group right now. I'm a little lost for words at the moment. It's just, it's been a great weekend.
Jackson?
Does it come to a surprise at you at all? You know, three games in three nights, Edmonton a tough team. You want to see, you know, the best effort possible, but what you saw tonight, does it still surprise you a little bit as to what you saw? It's like so much positive.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe to some extent it was a good thing that it was Edmonton coming in here on Sunday, you know, a team that's top of the league or top of the conference, and we know that we can't think it's going to be easy by any means. Just look at the standings, look at their roster. And so I think maybe it was a blessing in disguise having the Oil Kings come in here on a Sunday at the back end of a 3-3. So I'm not surprised, to answer your question. I think that this group has shown over the years the resiliency and the pushback that they have and the pride that they play with. So and that's just, it's just transferred from year after year, leader to leader. And I think it's just part of what Blades hockey is now.
I thought for the most part, Edmonton's top six, you did a good job of shutting them down for most of the 60 minutes. Just tell me about, you had a new look of defense lines coming into the weekend with Tyrone in the lineup, Isaac out. Just what did you make of the defense this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job. They really did, especially tonight. We talked about, you know, their top six, you know, being pretty elite, Sochin, Hlinka, those types. Curran and Jack Echo, he goes down the list, right? So, and something we talked about before the game, guys were aware of it. I thought our team, you know, it's a team effort, really, you know, but our defensemen get those tough jobs, especially down low in our end. So, it's a huge loss, you know, Isaac Poole. But Tyrone's that come in, especially, and then stepped right in and done a great job. He's bought into the system. He's very, very smart. He understands almost everything already. And, it's good to see.
Okay, so you're 9-3. If I'd have told you going into the season that before you headed off on the U.S. Division road trip, you'd be 9-3, what would you have said?
Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Would you have expected it, though?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I would have expected it. I wouldn't have been like, no, you're crazy, Les. Like, I definitely think that's something that we can attain. We want to win every night, every game.
You tell me that more often than not, that I'm crazy.
Oh, come on now. Again, just proud of this group right now, and It's very early in the season. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. But if we can keep building off the way we're playing now, I think the sky's the limit for this group.
Yeah, the U.S. road trip. You got 6 games in 9 nights starting Friday in Everett. That's another big challenge to come up against the best team in the league as it stands right now. To come up against those 6 teams in their buildings. I mean, only once before has the Blades team ever swept the U.S. division. That was back in 2010 when the World Juniors were on here at SaskTel Center. Can you win 6 games in the U.S.? How cool would that be to do?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take it one game at a time, one shift at a time, as we always do, and not try to look too far ahead. I would love to go 6-0 on the road trip. Yeah. I'm sure the guys would love to do that too. So we're going to get our rest, and we're going to prepare for those games, and just, like I said, take it one game at a time. And there's some tough tests out there for sure, and we're going to have to be ready.
See you bright and early Wednesday.
You betcha, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Dan DeSilva, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.